you're just not going to find people who have been in the game as long as us. You're never going to find a team that has been in the game as long as our team has, not even outside of me. And I think that's a big difference. So we play this game every day. We're always in the game, buying properties, doing what we teach. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast and our Whiskey Wednesday episodes with my main man, Dave Spulich. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Yeah. So these guys, these are our short, sweet, to the point episodes. Dave's got some questions for us that you guys send in. We're going to talk about some trending topics, some questions that you send in, and we'll dive in and get started. What do we got today? I told you
you're going to like this one.
Yeah, I always get surprised on these.
I don't want you to think.
Just so everybody that listens is aware. Sometimes if you're like, man, Sean should have thought that answer through a little bit better. I don't get any notice on this.
A little bit of a secret.
We just roll with it.
Sometimes the directors don't give it the whole agenda out. So you know what I mean?
We might need to think about that.
All right. Don't think too much about this, but what's the best compliment you've ever received?
You know, I think the best compliment now is when somebody comes up to me and says, what great kids I have. I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that makes me feel better than anything else somebody could tell me, is when they come up and say, hey, you know, Wyatt and Grace, they look me in the eye. They're good kids. Yeah. They were like, you know, I think that now is my, like, the biggest compliment I could have.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think that's, as a parent, you can't expect or want anything more than that. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I just like trying to.
I didn't think we were going to get, you know, like, sentimental here with these, but
what's yours?
Now that you said that, that's mine too.
You better get serious.
Yeah, that's mine too.
No, let's hear what you were going to say.
Oh, no, I was just going to say when somebody says, probably Dave, he's always happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. I hope everybody thinks I'm happy guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are. You are a happy guy.
All right,
guy.
Next question.
You're moving on too quick because I stumped you with a really like a good one.
I know. I have two answers to that. Being happy and kids.
Okay. All right.
So, okay.
All right, let's get serious.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Okay. My biggest pet peeve is probably people that aren't on time. I do not like if somebody's not on time.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
It drives me nuts. I'm always early. Yeah. I feel like if somebody's late, especially people that are like chronically late, it's like, just get your shit together. Your time is not more important than everybody else's. Nobody needs to be waiting on you. That is probably one of my biggest pet peeves, is just flat out not being on time.
Does it bug you go to doctor's offices?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go.
Yeah, he doesn't go. That's awesome.
What's yours?
Mine is, I cannot stand it when somebody doesn't do a job right. You know what I mean? Or take the time to do it right the first time. And my kids will say that, because I'm like, just like when you have a bowl of cereal or something and you put it in the sink, just put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
Like, that bugs me. It takes you literally two more seconds. Like, do it right the first time.
If you're going to do it right.
That's right.
And at least put the effort in all the way right. Like, sometimes we don't do it all the way right, but at least get the efforts there. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect, because nobody's perfect, but put the effort in. All right. Question number three, your most embarrassing memory.
Probably the time I was the most embarrassed was when I faked my guest jeans. So you know that story.
I know that story.
That's a long story.
But keep it. Let's keep that for another episode, because that would be fun. Yeah. That's one of the great all time great stories too.
Yeah. That was probably my most embarrassing, because I thought I was going to be the cool kid and I got called out.
That probably was in like 1995.
No, that was probably like 90. No. That was junior high.
So that was like in 90. Yeah, 92. I was going to say 90. Yeah. We'll bring that back up on another episode.
That's the cliffhanger. Yeah. You guys want to hear the guest gene story? We'll bring that back in.
Mine is. I was a sophomore in high school and I got asked to a dance by a senior, and man, I was excited. She was a student body officer, cute, like popular. I was like, yes, let's go. We go on the dance, we do the day. It was amazing. So I take her up to the door to say goodbye and just gave her a hug, no kiss, nothing. Just gave her a hug and we pull apart and our belts are stuck. Literally, our belts are stuck together. So
how is that embarrassing? That's like a dream come true.
I was like, yeah. No, I was a little embarrassed. Okay, I unhooked that and leave. And I'll remember that to this day. Yeah. You know what I mean? And in fact, I saw her, that girl, like years later, like a couple of years ago, and reminded her. She didn't remember, but I'm like, man, it stuck with me forever.
Yeah. Oh, she remembered. Hey, don't say she didn't remember.
I know. She was just, her husband was there and all that. She didn't want to say anything. So, all right. Last one. What keeps you up at night?
I don't know. I'm not a worrier. I gotta be honest. I don't worry about like things. Like I just feel like I go during the day, I go hard, just I try to take care of things, and whatever happens, happens. It's interesting because I know people who are worriers. Yeah. My son Wyatt, he's a worrier.
Yeah.
And he worries about stuff and he does stay up at night. And Teresa will worry about stuff and stay up at night. And it's funny that I don't know. There's not a lot that keeps me up. Like I'm not a worrier. So I feel like that's what keeps you up at night, right? That's kind of the question is, what do you worry about? Like,
that's
what
is a great trait, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad, right? But it's just kind of how I've been built. I don't worry about stuff very often. It's like, hey, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I'm going to do everything I can to, like, I really, you know how you talk about like saying, hey, like, focus on the things that you can control and don't worry about the other stuff. Like, I really, that's just kind of how I've been built. Yeah. Like, I don't know that that's, I don't know if it's a muscle I ever built. It's just kind of how I'm built. I don't really take, like, my head hits the pillow, I'm out. And then I wake up 8 hours later, right? Yeah. And it's, I don't have that trait of worrying. Yeah. What keeps you up?
Oh man, everything. I'm a worrier. I'm totally completely opposite of you. I worry about everything. I worry about kids, job, finance. I mean, just everything. Whatever. And it's not like those things all the time. It's whatever's on the plate that day or that night is what I worry about.
You're worried
and
about.
I don't worry every night, but yeah, that keeps me up. Yeah. Stuff. You know, I wish I hate that. I hate that I have that I'm worried about. Something.
Yeah, it's something that I don't you know, I guess Teresa always says, you know, how do you not worry about stuff?
Yeah.
Like how does that not bother you? I get bothered.
Right.
You know, I get bothered and frustrated and bugged, upset and bugged. Like I don't stay up worrying about things.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Good answers. It's fun to chat through. All right. So trending topic, 2024, short-term rental, kind of things that are on the docket or things that people are thinking about, not only as property managers, but owners and really the industry. And so these are a few things that have come up that I think are super important just to be aware of. And we can touch on one or two of these, but the first is the personalized experience. People who are booking short-term rentals today.
Is this you or did you read this?
No, I read, this was actually on AirDNA.
Okay. And so these are kind of trending topics on AirDNA.
Trending topics, you can go in there and you can check them out. And I, you know, I do a lot of research on online and different things. And so there's different sources that these are coming from, but these were specific to 2024. Now, some of these happen all the time and have happened for years and continue, but there are a few new ones here. But one is a personalized experience, you know, amenities, tours, things to do in the area, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's the first one. The second one is traveler preferences. You know, when you book a place, you have preferences. Like, I'm only booking a place that has a hot tub, or I'm only booking a place that's on the beach, or close to shopping, or a museum, or this or that. So the preferences from a, you know, a renter's perspective is going way up. They also talked about luxury demand. So luxury properties are becoming way more higher demand. They didn't say like big, huge, enormous properties. They just said luxury. So small, unique, cozy, but still super luxury, or a big 6-7 bedroom place that's super luxury. The other one they talked about was solo travelers. Solo travelers are becoming, you know, people traveling by themselves or even couples are a lot of that. And then the last one was, which is always a factor, but I think more people are paying attention to this, is reviews. You know, reviews, stay reviews are becoming way more important to owners and property managers than they have in the past, because it's getting more competitive. And the better the review, the more likely and comfortable you are staying at that property. So I don't know. I mean, we can chat for hours on this, but
Okay.
It's good to know some of those, you know?
So here's the thing. And I asked you where you found this, because I know you do a lot of research. I know when we're trying to find trending topics, you're looking at different places. I'm really glad to hear it was on AirDNA, a platform that a lot of people understand. They have a blog. They track a lot of the mm-hmm. different things in the industry. What's crazy to me is that this is the topic that is important for 2024. Now, this has been important for a long time. Right. Anybody that's listened to us or is part of our world knows that we've been talking. This is the foundation of what we do to maximize assets, make more money than everybody else. And every single one of those that you read off is, they're all the same thing, right? You know, you got the unique experience. You've got, what did you say the second one was?
Personalized. Okay, so traveler preferences.
Traveler preferences. Yep. That's a unique experience, right?
Exactly.
Travelers are now saying, okay, yep, I don't have to choose a sterile experience and just try to find the cheapest bedroom that I can find, right?
Luxury.
Yeah.
Luxury
experience. Right? Reviews, how to maximize.
Exactly.
Like we know,
experience.
Like, yeah. This is all experience. Yeah. And it's a niche experience. We always say, find your target audience and create a unique experience for that target audience and then just raise the bar, right? That is how you make more money than everybody else in this game. It's how you stand out. Travelers are seeking it out and they want it and they will pay more for it. The luxury side, when Airbnb is talking about luxury, they are talking about price point. They're not talking about having to go buy $1 million properties. They're saying the luxury price point is what people want.
Right.
The only way to get the luxury price point, whether you're a one bedroom or a 10 bedroom, is to have a better experience than everybody else. And you better be able to deliver it. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Well, you've been talking about this since you started Bodyssey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, four plus years ago. Absolutely.
Go read What the Hell is Lifestyle Asset. I wrote that book in 2017 and finally finished it in 2018 and published it out, went out, right? And so this is something that we have known, and every business outside of short-term rentals that is a mature business knows this as well. They have to have a customer experience that is better than everybody else's, and you have to give the customer a reason to pay you more than somebody else.
Right.
Or select you above and beyond everybody else, right? And so that's what this is coming down to. And we're finally starting to see some of the big publications and some of the big players start to say, this is important, guys. You want to make more money. AirDNA is a data source that we use a lot.
Yeah.
And they run the numbers and they look at who makes money and who doesn't make money and who struggles. And they're saying, these are the things that are important.
Right.
And I love that they're doing it, because we've been trying to, you know, shout from the rooftops, and now executing it is harder, right? It's easy to talk about. Now, you're going to start to see a whole bunch of people start talking about this now, which is great. The conversation needs to be out there, right? Not just us to always saying, hey, you have to have this unique experience, target audience, deliver it, like be able to articulate it, all these things that we always talk about. If somebody's been listening to us for a while, they're like, dude, John, I can't, it's like you're on repeat sometimes, right? Yeah. It is, because that's the fundamental reason and the biggest needle mover, or the biggest lever we can pull to move that needle to make more money. And I'm glad to see some of the bigger publications talk about it, because now you're going to start to hear other people that are better at social media and better on, you know, certain platforms, getting in, talking about things, actually talking about it. So it's front and center for people as they're in this game, because we can all raise the bar in that. And I promise you, that is where the money's made. We see it all day, every day. I mean, we show it. How often do we see our members hit the high water mark with the number one property in the market? It happens all the time now. I mean, if you don't do that, you're just going to struggle in this game. It's where the money's made, period. It doesn't matter how much we talk about it too. Executing it is hard.
That's the point I was going to get. You're saying it's going to be talked about. It's going to be out there, which is great.
You've got to do it.
It's those who are going to do something about it, or are they just going to talk about it?
Right.
It's that same old adage, like, are you just going to talk, or are you going to do it? And
that's
the difference. Those who decide to do it will be successful. Those who don't are just going to be, you know, they're just going to be talking about it in 2025. Right. It's going to be the same topics.
Yep, exactly. You know? And it is important. I mean, it is absolutely like even solo travelers. That's a unique experience. That's a unique target audience.
Right.
So what can you do to create a great experience for a solo traveler? And what are they looking for? What's different than somebody that's coming in with a family, right? Yeah. Or, you know, how are you going to niche down in your market to create these unique experiences, because and give those travelers choices and preferences and things that they can do. Now, they don't have to just pick the cheapest bedroom that they can find and it's just going to be this place to sleep. Like, that's not what it's about anymore.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodiceySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
Just one question today, and inquiring minds want to know know, obviously, this came in from John. How is Sean Moore different from other leaders in the short-term rental space? So how are you different than
John?
Everybody else?
All right. You know what I mean? Well, first of all, I wear a cowboy hat. And the other guys don't. You know, I drink whiskey on Wednesday mornings.
Yep.
And we have a full bar in our office. So I don't think other guys have that.
That's
what you got. You got a drunk cowboy, John. Seriously. I mean, the biggest difference, there's a lot of really great people out there, right? There's a lot of people that are trying to raise the bar, level up the game in the short-term rental world. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. The biggest thing that's different for us is our experience. One is...
We talked about that in a previous episode.
You're just not going to find people who have been in the game as long as us. You're never going to find a team that has been in the game as long as our team has, not even outside of me. And so that's a big difference, right? And, you know, the other difference is between us and a lot of other people, and I don't know everybody's finances, so I don't know maybe that's not a difference. I was going to say, you know, we still make our money from real estate. You know, we don't make our money from coaching.
Right.
You know, as big as our coaching company is, as much money as we make on the coaching side, as many people as we help, we still have pretty good portfolios, right? And I think that's a big difference. So we play this game every day. We're always in the game, buying properties, doing what we teach. And I think that is sometimes a little bit lost when somebody starts to get in and run down a different road. You know, I'm sure there's people that care as much as we do. I don't think so, but I always say we care more than anybody else. But I mean, there's other people that are doing this that really care about other people's success. Absolutely, right?
And they do a good job. And I would agree with that. I would say, just because I live this day in and day out with you, that your ability to be accessible to not only members, but people who have questions. I mean, I don't know everybody else's schedule, but man, I would have a hard time thinking that they do as much as you do on that front, because you always take calls. You're on with members. You're on with prospects. You spend so much time and energy. You give so much information out because you want to help them. Legitimately care about them and want them to have the best information, whether they decide Vodacy is the right thing or short-term rentals is the right thing for them or not. You genuinely help them. And I think that's super important. And not a lot of people do that. And so that's really cool.
Appreciate that. And that's, you know, that's what we try to do, right? Yeah. We always say we want people walking into this game with their eyes wide open. That's what you don't make a whole lot of money having these podcasts and sending out all the stuff that we do and all that stuff. I mean, there's just not a lot in it, right? Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you're hoping to pay the bills. What you really do is when we start to get messages and letters back and, you know, emails and texts and saying, hey, this is, you know, let me tell you what I did with your information and what I did to execute on this stuff. And you see that it's life-changing. That's the payback for us, right? And it really is pretty fun. And so, so John, I don't, you know, there's a lot of really good people out there, and there's a lot of really good people. Like we, you know, the previous episode that we just recorded was talking about mentors and coaches, right? And maybe you listen to that, and that's where this question came from, is why we're different. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to experience, and then resonating with somebody who, you know, not everybody is going to resonate exactly with me. And there might be somebody else that you get along with better, or you resonate, you know, their story speaks to you more than ours does. Right. But at the end of the day, we want people walking down this road. And I've made a lot of mistakes, Dave. I mean, over the years, you know, you've been my best friend for a long time. I've crashed and burned twice, like literally lost everything twice. There's not a lot of people who have done that. Right. And being able to come out of that and the lessons learned that come with that, and being able to go do it again and then it burns back down. I mean, and being able to share that over a 24-year investing career now, there's a lot that's there. And so I feel like that is probably, if I said, okay, here is the biggest differentiator is that. I mean, this is a very new asset class. If we were talking about multifamily or long-term rentals, not like there's guys that have been doing it for forever. way longer than I have, right? But short-term rentals is such a new asset class, and we got into it so early on and been doing it full-time so early on that it was, you know, that there's just, you know, we had a large head start on a lot of the people that are in this game. We've actually had the ability to see a couple different market cycles and watch the growth of short-term rentals. And so that experience is pretty, you know, that there's a lot there that just doesn't happen overnight. You just got to put in the hours, right?
Yep. So, well, good. Well, I appreciate it. Great episode. Thanks again for all your insights, and look forward to the next one next Wednesday.
Man. You know what I mean? We'll get another one going. So, guys, that will wrap up this episode. If you got any value out of this, I always ask that you share it. Those things do help us. If you want anybody else that would love this show and would want to walk into the short-term rental game with their eyes wide open, share the show. And those things help us spread the word and the message. If you yourself have a question, make sure you send them in to us so we can get them answered on another episode. And so if you've got those questions, like Dave said, we try to be really accessible. We love doing this and we love getting your messages and your feedback and your questions, and we'll get them answered. And you know that they're always unfiltered. We don't edit these episodes. And so good, bad, or ugly, you have to listen to us, whatever comes out of our mouths, right? And so if you have more than 30 seconds, do me a favor, like it, share it, and review it. I already asked you to share it, but review the show. Those things help us spread the word that helps our show grow. And then that final and most important thing at the end of every episode is go pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take vacation from. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Okay, bye.